Monarch Transportation.
Yeah, hi. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm the underwriter from Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Artez West. Is he available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Artez. Nice to meet you. I'm underwriting the loan for you or for your business. Is not okay time to speak with you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Perfect. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Sure, give me one second. Okay, I'm ready.
My name's Ruben, and you're working with Mark Mendez here, correct?
Right.
All right. My name's Ruben. My phone number is 858-866-9102. And I just wanted to go over a few quick things, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing is, I understand you're looking to purchase a limo because it will increase your sales almost. But double in a sense. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then I also understand that you have a working capital, quite a short-term working capital loan, and you're looking to potentially refinance that into better rates. Is that accurate?
Yes and no. It's almost over. So I just as well just finish it with, I think it's Knight Capital. Yeah, it's almost finished.
Okay. All right. Did you do that loan just for cash flow, or were you looking for what were you what did you do that loan for? Was it a equipment purchase?
I bought a used car with it and some cash flow to get that thing on the road and all of that, and just also to get some kind of get some credit rolling,
Okay.
with that, because it was only, I think, $6,000 or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that was a pretty high interest short term loan, correct?
Yeah, it
Okay.
was. I think it was 6,000. I paid 8 back,
Over how
somewhere
long?
in that neighborhood. I think it was 88 days.
So a pretty short term, like 4 months. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
Okay. And I've got your FICO right here at your credit score is a 628, and you've been in business about 6 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what we offer working capital, so if you're interested in doing that, we can. Our primary product is an equipment loan that is under the business credit, so it'll build a lot of credit, but it's not going to be really, really short term. I did have a question
Okay.
for you on the actual equipment you're financing. I understand it's a private party sale, you're not buying it from a dealer, is that correct?
No, it's from a dealer.
Oh, it is from a dealer. Okay. So
Yeah.
Pacific Coast Automotive Group is it a isn't a it's a licensed dealer, it's not a private individual.
It's American Limousine. That might
Oh, sorry.
be the doing business as, but it's American Limousine Sales.
Okay, gotcha. All right. That's where I think I had the confusion. Okay. And have you put a deposit on this vehicle?
No.
Okay. When are you looking, if everything works out, to get the vehicle?
As soon as possible.
Okay. And
It's in
then.
California. I'm in Delaware, so it's going to take
Oh, okay. Are you shipping it out,
some
or are
moving
they.
around. I'm sorry, say again.
Are they shipping it out to you?
I don't know. No, he offered it one time, if to make the deal. He says, I'll bring it to you. Or, but there's nothing, nothing concrete.
Okay. You can finance the shipping as well, by the way, if you wish. It's completely your choice. The other question I'd have for you is, do you have a monthly payment in mind for cash flow purposes for this equipment?
Over how long of a term are you talking?
We offer terms as long as 5 years. I think one of the things that we've experienced is, it's really important to understand the customer's needs and put ourselves kind of in their shoes, because if we understand what they're trying to accomplish, we're going to set them up for success. And if we do something really short term or way too long, we're going to put a cash flow burden on them and create other credit issues, which is no one wins in that situation. So we have
Right,
fixed
right,
payments.
right.
Just to be blunt with you, our product is a lot better than I think. It's not better, it's different than the product you did in the past. It's much cheaper and much longer. But I'd like to really understand what your goals are to make sure the transaction works for you and at the end of the day benefits your business.
Oh, okay. I mean, for that amount of money, I wouldn't want any more than 5 years, even that long. And I'm going to say $500, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And then are you finance? What is your tax rate in Delaware?
My what?
Your tax rate, your sales tax rate. Do you know that offhand?
We don't have. Oh, the for the vehicles?
Yes.
It's 2. It's low. I don't remember. I don't know.
It's pretty low. Okay.
It was 2. It might be. I can't say. I don't know.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then, since this dealer is across the country, kind of, how did you find this dealer?
It is on a limousine sales website. You know, that's people who are in the business and they're either selling new or used stuff, and they all kind of put their stuff on this website. Limos, LCT, Limos for Sale.
Okay.
And LCT is a limousine provider magazine.
Gotcha. Another quick question about your credit. I'm sure you're aware of some of the issues on your personal credit report, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take the time to kind of understand what happened, because obviously you have some credit, but then there's some pretty good collections. Was it medical related? I see a collection that you paid, but it was like for $1,500. Just a lot of small collections, to be honest. Can you kind of give me some insight?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, can you give me some insight? It looks like in 2010-11, just some very small loan amounts. I don't know if it was identity theft or there was, you know, there's an employment issue. Can you tell me kind of what happened during that time period?
10 and 11?
Yeah, 2010, 2011, there's no. Some credit cards.
I can't tell because I have no idea what you're talking about. The only thing that I am aware of are student loans that are... They've just come out of, what is that called? Rehabilitation and are being paid.
Okay.
And what was $1,500?
So I can walk through your credit report. So your credit report, you've got an auto loan, but one of the things hitting you is the number of delinquent accounts was delinquent. It's part of the credit report. It says 9. So you had 9 accounts that were delinquent, and you have one that currently is delinquent. So right now you have a small collection from AR Resources for $57. You've got one from
who?
AR Resources. Inc.
No clue.
Okay. There's one from Tech Collect Inc. that was paid, but it was a 1479 collection. It started in 2010. That's when it was open, September 2010. There was an Enhanced Recovery that was a collection that was paid that was about $795. That started in 2015. There was a credit card that went past due in 2010 from... It says Credit One Bank, N.A.
Has that been resolved?
You know, it says transferred, and then I have to kind of go through the report. And then there was another card from Credit One Bank. This is a separate card than in 2010. It looks like it was resolved, but it went about past 6 months due. So it just seems to be a lot of – and let me see if I can thumb through anything else, if I see anything else. I don't really. I do see the education loans, but I just see just – not a lot of credit history, which is not a horrible thing, but just a lot of accounts that, and then asset acceptance, I guess, had a $208 collection that you paid it, but just a lot of small collections, as well as middling credit management, so just a lot of kind of small collections. I just kind of want to figure out kind of what happened there.
I think, from what I'm trying to remember here, putting that together, I think that is the period after the recession, and that got me.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. And there was, I was not in between jobs, but coming out of one. I worked for a limousine company, you know,
okay.
And during the great the recession, as they call it, that was a luxury. We weren't getting much work. I think that's what happened.
Okay. And
yeah.
Last question for you. I understand this limo will increase your sales. So does that mean that you'd be going from about a $200,000 a year company to about $400,000 by having this limo?
That's not what I meant. What I currently do is non-emergency medical, and that's not done in a limousine. And on the limousine sales itself, I think he said, what will your percentage go up, was the question. And I told him, I said, it would probably go up 80% on the limousine sales, because I've lost quite a bit of jobs because my current limo is too small.
Okay. About how much additional revenue would you get per year or per month by having this piece of equipment, this vehicle?
By that one, let me do a figure. I'm going to say somewhere around probably $50,000.
Is that per year or per month?
Per year.
And how much of that is profit?
Oh, now you're...
I know you've got to probably pay someone to do that, so...
Yeah, you got that. You're asking me big questions here now. I can't answer that question because I don't know what your payment's going to be.
Not inclusive of
finance. Come out of that.
Not inclusive of payments, but of that $50,000, how much is that profit? Is $30,000 profit? Is $20,000 profit? Is $10,000 profit? Not inclusive payment.
Well, this is all gonna be ballpark, and I would say 25 at least, 25 to 30, if not more.
Okay. And is there any other equipment you're looking for right now?
Not at this actual moment. But then for the foreseeable future would probably be some sort of a limo bus. But nothing that I can say, oh, I'm looking at this particular thing.
Gotcha. How's business overall, by the way?
Good.
All right, this call's been very informative. It really helps me kind of figure out, you know, why you're getting this equipment, the rationale for the debt obligation, some of the credit issues. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of put a pen to paper, hopefully get your approval signed off by the end of business today, and probably circle back with you first thing tomorrow morning to go over some pricing options. Are there any other questions I can answer for you right now?
No, I guess what you'll tell me tomorrow is what I'll need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, and you do the equipment. If I have to pay for delivery, you will include that in the...
Yeah, if you want, the vendor's going to... Usually, as long we can finance that, as long as the person, the vendor who's selling it, they're actually doing the financing. So basically, as long as it's not like a separate installation company or separate delivery company, that's when it gets complicated. So as long as the vendor is going to put it on their invoice, we can traditionally finance that soft cost. It becomes quite difficult to finance that cost if it goes to a third-party company.
Got you. Okay. All right. Well, that's all my questions then.
Perfect. I will be in touch with you first thing tomorrow. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.